Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Union Labour Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya asserts commitment to work with states on reforms for workers. India to develop its own AI foundational model, says Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Nagaland Fire and Emergency Act of 2021 to be fully implemented soon and Konyak Heritage Complex at Mon to be inaugurated on April 5. Now the news in detail. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said his ministry is committed to work with state governments on reforms to benefit organised and unorganised workers. He said this while chairing the two-day national-level meeting of Labour Ministers and Secretaries of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Dr. Mandaviya highlighted that labour welfare for building and construction workers along with gig and platform workers is a top priority for the government. During the meeting, sustainable welfare programs providing pension, healthcare, insurance, among others, were discussed. Three committees, each comprising five states, were formed to hold consultations and develop a sustainable model for comprehensive social security coverage for workers to be presented in March. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India will create its own foundational model of AI in the coming months. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said a framework has been created calling for proposals to develop India's very own AI model, which will be able to compete with the world's best models. He also announced that an AI safety institution will be established. He highlighted the progress of the India AI mission, which has already far surpassed its initial graphics processing unit GPU targets. Mr. Vaishnaw said a common compute facility with 18,693 GPUs has been launched and will be available for startups, researchers and developers in the coming days. On a query on privacy concerns around DeepSeek, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that it will be hosted on Indian servers soon, highlighting Prime Minister Narendra Modi's thinking that modern technology should be available to everyone. The Nagaland Fire and Emergency Services Department will fully implement the Nagaland Fire and Emergency Act of 2021 very soon. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani Kohima, Fire Prevention and Awareness Officer Kenny King said the department has held several meetings with different sections of the society to inform the provisions of the Act before total implementation. He noted that fire safety measures and installations are relatively new concepts and a large number of people in the state are not aware of the Act. Emphasizing on fire safety, he highlighted that the most vulnerable institutions are hospitals and nursing homes as well as educational institutions.
The most important, the most vulnerable institutions are the hospitals and nursing homes and schools and colleges. In Tugarni, we have already made a special program for them where the hospitals, the government, the private practitioners, everyone was invited and we had a lengthy and fruitful discussions. And after that, district administrations come, Nolibi place of worships come, even the hotels, Chamber of Commerce come, Bank come, Business Association Nagaland, even different stakeholders can get invited to where their consultative meeting. So the main objective of those meetings is that before we totally implement the Nagaland Fire and Emergency Service Act, we make them aware what are the necessities.
Under the Act, all buildings except private residences will be mandatorily required to get an OC from the fire department. He noted that fire safety requirements will vary across different buildings and types of occupancy, and NOCs will be issued only after thorough review. Mr. King highlighted that over the past decade, fire caused losses of about 1.4 crore rupees of properties per month in the state, which resulted in the loss of 18 lives. The interview with Mr. King will be broadcast tomorrow at 7:35 a.m. on primary channel 639 kHz and FM channel 103 MHz. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has emphasized the urgent need to increase awareness on tuberculosis TB. Addressing an awareness cum screening program as part of the 100-day TB campaign, he said TB is a silent killer and highlighted that while the disease is curable, a lack of awareness continues to hinder its eradication. Calling for collective action, Mr. Ramnikant urged the gathering to take active roles in spreading awareness about the disease. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The new Konyak Heritage Complex at Mon will be inaugurated on 5th of April, coinciding with Owling Festival of the Konyak Tribe. A statement by the Department of Underdeveloped Area, DUDA, said the decision was taken during a review meeting of the ongoing project on January 25. The meeting was held following the visit of Chief Minister Nephew Rio to the project site at Mon on 20th of this month, a report.
During the meeting, Chief Minister Nephew Rio directed that all components of the project be completed on time for inauguration. The meeting was attended by Advisor Duda, Chief Secretary, senior department officials, executive engineer and the contractor. The Konyak Heritage Complex is a multidisciplinary facility designed to boost tourism, culture and livelihoods. The project features 9 morungs, amphitheater, administrative building, multipurpose hall, open-air ground and rostrum. Other components in the pipeline include constructions of Ang House, helipad, women's hostel, guest house, water reservoir and more. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
To honor the brave martyrs who sacrificed their lives for India's freedom, a 2-minute silence was observed nationwide today to mark Martyrs' Day. In solidarity with the rest of the country, the staff at Akashvani Kohima also observed a solemn 2-minute silence at their premises, during which time the transmission was paused as well. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on February 1. There are high expectations that the budget will bring improvements and incentives across various sectors while offering relief to the public. To know public expectations ahead of the budget, Akashvani News Kohima spoke with various individuals from different backgrounds. One journalist shared their thoughts.
Nagaland has long struggled with one of the highest unemployment rates in India. Despite the potential of agriculture and allied sector, as well as tourism to create jobs, thus, one area I would expect the budget to focus on is the development of state-specific policies and support to boost these sectors. Increased investment in quality education and vocational training. Any positive development regarding the long-pending establishment of Indian Institute of Engineering, Science and Research in Nagaland would be greatly welcome. Most of the state's infrastructure projects are plagued by frequent delays and many critical roads and connectivity remains incomplete. As a journalist, a reduction in custom duties on newsprint and some relief from GST would provide significant relief.
Unemployment, power and health remain main sectors calling for tailored solutions for the state. Advisor for Prisons, Printing and Stationery, Kropal Witzer, today urged sportspersons to have determination in order to succeed. Addressing the 63rd Annual Games and Sports Come 4th edition of the Zuku Cup, organized by the Southern Angami Sports Association SASA at Jakhama local ground, Witzer advised athletes to exhibit sporting discipline to excel in their respective fields, emphasizing that sports is one of the largest industries in the world today. Appreciating SASA for bringing together athletes from 13 units, he also called for unity and underscored the importance of giving due recognition to sports. The sporting meet will coincide on February 1 with teams competing in football, volleyball and sepak takraw. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Union Labour Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia asserts commitment to work with states on reforms for workers. India to develop its own AI foundational model, says Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Nagaland Fire and Emergency Act of 2021 to be fully implemented soon and Konyak Heritage Complex at Mon to be inaugurated on April 5. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.